In terms of getting that? Down on one knee, I'm unaware of anyone. It's not a concept that I've seen any Jews do. You've seen it, people get down on one knee?
Yeah.
If you want to, I think that's a borrowed concept. I think that although we cherish our wives and we have a responsibility to honor them, I don't think we view that as the way to go as far as getting down before your wife. You're supposed to take responsibility, show love, show caring. There isn't this idea that one's up and one's down. There's the idea that we're both together and caring for one another and building together. And she is his cherished, as the Navi Yechezkel is told, Hineni notelet machmad inecha. Hashem calls his wife the cherished one, the apple of your eye. She is what's most cherished to him in life. She is the greatest gift God gave him. And one does value one's wife as the greatest treasure he has. And even so, you don't bow before your treasure. You don't have to get down on one knee before your treasure. Yeah, halachically you could, because you're not bowing by getting down on that knee. It's a way of showing chivalry.
It's a good pasuk to keep in mind.
What?
It's still material. But it shouldn't be lacking. There should be
a lot of appreciation. A lot of, right. And you should make it as something that you value. I mean, she has to understand this isn't a fly-by thing, you know. I passed by, I went to the quarter machine, I turned the knob, I got a ring, and I, whoa! You know, obviously, that's not the way to go.